ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवां भगवतिरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। नमो पङ्कजनाभाय नमो पङ्कजमालिने नमो पङ्कजनेत्राय नमस्ते पङ्कजाङ्ग्रे।
हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 22 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड कृष्णा स्टील्स द गोपीज गारमेंट्स टेक्स्ट नंबर 24
एंड 25। तासाम भगवान स्वपादा स्पर्श काम्यया धृतव्रतानां संकल्पम् आह दामोदरो बला। तासां विज्ञाय भगवान् स्वपादा स्पर्श काम्यया धृतव्रतानां संकल्पम् आह दामोदरो बलाः। तासां विज्ञाय भगवान् स्वपादा स्पर्श काम्यया धृतव्रतानां संकल्पम् आह दामोदरो बलाः।
Matajis, translation: the Supreme Lord understood the determination of the gopis in executing their strict vow. The Lord also knew that the girls desired to touch His lotus feet, and thus Lord Damodara, Krishna, spoke to them as follows. Text number 25:
Sankalpo vidita sadvyo bhavati naam madarchanam मायानुमोदितः सोऽसौ सत्यो भवितुमर्हति।
लॉर्ड कृष्णा सेड, ओ सेंटली गर्ल्स, आई अंडरस्टैंड दैट योर रियल मोटिव इन दिस ऑस्टेरिटी हैज बीन टू वर्शिप मी। दैट इंटेंट ऑफ योर्स इज अप्रूव्ड ऑफ बाय मी एंड इंडीड इट मस्ट कम टू पास। परपोर्ट बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री हरि से भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। Just as Krishna is free of all impure desire, so are the gopis. Their attempt to gain Krishna as their husband was therefore motivated not by a desire for personal sense gratification, but by their overwhelming desire to serve Krishna and to please Him. Because of their intense love, the gopis did not see Krishna as God, but rather as the most wonderful boy in all creation. And being beautiful young girls, they desired only to please him by loving service. Lord Krishna understood the pure desire of the gopis and was thus satisfied. The Lord could certainly not be satisfied by ordinary lust, but he was moved by the intense loving devotion of the covered girls of Vrindavan.
Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Sri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchata Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Mishwaram
Hare Krishna. Today is the day of return Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri. In Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we don't take part in the return Rath Yatra. We take part in the Rath Yatra from Jagannath Temple to Gundicha. Once Madhavanand Prabhu, the editor of Krishna Kathamrut Bindu, he was saying that in Swarup Damodar Goswami's diaries, Karchas, it is mentioned that Lord Chaitanya would also take part in the return Rath Yatra, but differently. He would not be in the Rath Yatra procession. He would be behind the cart and he would be incessantly crying because Lord Jagannath is leaving Gundicha and going back to Jagannath temple. So Krishna is leaving Vrindavan and going back to Mathura. So that is not desirable for the Lord's devotees, the Brijavasis. So Lord Chaitanya representing the mood of Srimati Radharani would incessantly cry when Lord Jagannath would be leaving. And today, as we are reading this chapter and this purport, we can remember the instructions of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has established that five most sacred principles for all of us in Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara. Aradhya Bhagavan Bhajeshatanaya Taddama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachid Upasana Vrajavadu Vargena Vakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Mamalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradarana Para. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has established that Aradhya Bhagavan, the worshipable God Krishna, Vrajeshatanaya is Krishna. And tat dhama vrindavanam. And Vrindavan, secondly, first is Krishna is the worshipable Lord for all of us. Second, his holy abode Vrindavan is not different from him. And ramya kachid upasana vrajavadu vargena vakalpita. And we are following the footsteps of Vrajavadu, the gopis of Vrindavan. They are our worshipable masters. We follow their footsteps. They are worshipping Krishna the highest way, the best way. And Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless Purana which helps us develop attraction for Krishna. And lastly, Prema Pumarto Mahan. The goal of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas is to develop pure, unalloyed love for Krishna. And in this chapter we see this is the highest example of surrender, where the gopis are selflessly serving Krishna. They have only one desire, to please Krishna. And therefore, Krishna was totally purchased by the gopis. It is explained that if you read this chapter, if you read the 10th canto, if you read about the gopis of Vrindavan from the proper sources, with faith and sincerity, then this process of hearing can transform our hearts. Vikriditam Vrajavadu Biridam Cha Vishnu Shuddhanvito Nushunyadata Varnayedya Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Pratilabhya Kaman Ridrogamashu Apahinoti Achirena Dhira. Shukdev Goswami says that if we read and hear and describe the pastimes of Vrajavadu, the gopis of Vrindavan, in proper bona fide parampara, Shuddhanvitonu Shunyad, if with faith we hear, then what will happen? Bhaktim Param Bhagavati, we will develop pure love for Krishna. But somebody may say, what about our lust? We have so many nasty desires. Pratilabhya Kaman Hridrogam, this is all disease of the heart. Ashva Apahinoti, all this disease will go away. And Achirena Dhira, very soon a person will become sober. So therefore, generally if you read, you know, sensual literature, our lust increases. But when we read and hear about the residents of Vrindavan, their love for Krishna, from bona fide sources, our lust is purified. And we develop our dormant love for Krishna. And in Vrindavan, everyone loves Krishna. Esyananam makara kundala charu karna brajat kapola subagam savilasahasam. Krishna has beautiful face and makara kundala and his shark shaped earrings which are decorating his ears are so effulgent. Brajat kapola subagam and he has beautiful forehead and then savilasahasam and he is smiling and laughing in great merriment. Nityotsavam na tatrupur drishibir pibantyo. It is Nityotsava, it is the eternal festival in Vrindavan. And all the residents of Vrindavan, drishibir pibantyo, from their eyes are compared to cups. And from their eyes, they are drinking the beauty of Krishna incessantly. Na tatrupur, and they are not completely satiated, they want more and more and more. Naryo narascha mudita kupita nimescha. Naryo naras. The men, women, everyone in Vrindavan is so ecstatically attracted to Krishna and they are cursing the creator for making the eyelids kupita nimescha, because when the eyelids close for a 1/10 of a second, you know, 1/1,000,000 of a second actually, for a fraction, they are not able to see Krishna. So they just want their eyes to be focused on Krishna completely. So that's how in Vrindavan everyone, the children, cows, gopis, gopas, animals, birds, even water in Vrindavan is attracted to Krishna. And we as sadhakas, we are practicing our devotional service with a desire that one day we can also be attracted to Krishna. And like the gopis of Vrindavan who are described in this chapter, we can offer everything for Krishna's pleasure. So how do we prepare ourselves to go to this abode of Krishna and reside with Krishna eternally? Now it is only possible if we follow the footsteps of the gopis of Vrindavan, that is wanting to please Krishna and nothing else. And how do we translate this mood of the referents of Vrindavan in our own lives? Basically it means that as we are practicing our devotional service and different duties in our different ashramas, we think of pleasing Krishna and we work consciously for pleasing Krishna. Generally, if you see in this material world, we do activities and we work, and we render different activities for our own pleasure. The focus is, I need to be happy. Now, we are not denying this point. We may have our emotional needs, you know. Ashantasya kutah sukham, Krishna says, without peace, how can there be happiness? So, devotees may work, they may have to fulfill their emotional, material needs. But at the same time, to take our devotional service to the next level, to another level, we have to at some point of time make a conscious, determined effort to rise above our own petty, selfish, isolated problems of our own insignificant lives and actually think and work for pleasing Krishna. And then endeavoring to please Krishna's senses is actually the secret of happiness. And this purpose is beyond satisfying our own desires. Generally, our purpose in life, most people don't have a purpose in life. And even if they have, the purpose is centered on I, me and mine. But even in the material world, there are people who rise above their own selves. And there are so many people who focus on service. And this is exemplified when the service is centered on Krishna. This is achieves perfection. There was Sigmund Freud who more than 100 years ago, 150 years ago, he gave this theory that actually there is no purpose in life. Everything is based, the main motivation is self. People are motivated by selfish desire. You know, just our own senses we want to satisfy. But in the same, he was from Austria. From the same Austria a few years later in 1940s, one very famous doctor came. His name was Viktor Frankl. Now he was suffering in the Nazi concentration camp for many years and he saw such terrible suffering, and then he wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning. It was a world's bestseller, and he suffered so much, and if somebody reads that book, he will not be able to eat and sleep for many days, you know. It's so graphic suffering he describes. And what he proves through that book is that even in such inhuman, horrible conditions, there were people who had a sense of purpose in life. And because of this deep sense of purpose, they were able to sacrifice, like they would get one bread in 2 days, you know, and they would have very little facility. They were able to serve others. Even in that, generally most people would be grabbing things and, you know, they would be very selfish. But there were people who lived by higher principles and higher purpose. So he proves how rather than what Sigmund Freud said, that selfish desires is the main motivation in this world, he said no, if there is a sense of purpose, one can transcend. So you can see, and what Viktor Frankl himself did when he was suffering, his sense of purpose was he would constantly meditate on his wife and family. And that would give him pleasure and a sense of feeling of happiness. And he would rise above petty squabbles and petty problems in that concentration camp. So we can see that even in the material world, there are people who rise above, you know, petty, selfish things. And as sadhakas, as devotees, we have Krishna's family to be attached to. We have Krishna and pleasing of Krishna's senses. And the best example we discussed in the beginning, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he exemplified this principle of wanting to please Krishna exclusively more than anything else, following the footsteps of the gopis of Vrindavan, who are described in this chapter. And in this today's purport also, we see that it is described how gopis were only motivated by a desire to please Krishna and not for personal sense gratification. This was best presented by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela, we find Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani. He is exclusively focused on only one ambition, to please Krishna's senses. And he chants Shikshastakam verses, and when he is chanting Ashlishava Padaratam verse, and after that there are series of verses where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai how Krishna is my Lord, and even if he embraces me or even if he rejects me, he will remain my Lord. And if he rejects me in favor of some other gopi, still he will remain my Lord. And even if he gives me distress, or even if he kills me, I will love Krishna unconditionally. Now this is the highest, you know, of wanting to serve Krishna even if Krishna doesn't reciprocate at all. This is interesting because in many religious traditions, many people go through challenges and a phase of doubt, and their faith is shaken. Like some years ago, Shyamananda Prabhu was sharing about many Christian preachers, a book written on them, how they went through serious doubts in their own spiritual lives, even after practicing Christianity for 40, 50 years. How they went through that doubt where, is God reciprocating with me? You know, I am doing so much. Where is God? Where is Jesus? You know, like that. For this doubt, this test comes in the life of practitioners. For Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching, whatever Krishna does, even if he doesn't reciprocate, even if he will remain my Lord unconditionally. It's like, you know, you enter a tunnel and there is light behind, you can see. After some time you keep walking, the light behind goes away. And then light from the other end is not visible. And you're in the middle of the tunnel and you're wondering, is there light? Where am I going? It happens like that in devotional service also. You know, we come to Krishna consciousness and we have a lot of confidence in our own abilities and our own institutional structure. So many things we have confidence on. And that light helps us keep going ahead. And after some time, as body starts getting old and as things start dwindling away, and then suddenly we realize we are in the middle of the tunnel and we can't see Krishna's light from the other side, and from the behind we don't know what is happening. And that is a test. Should I go ahead or should I turn back? Confusion. So this doubt, because Krishna apparently is not reciprocating, what? And it's a struggle. But the gopis are teaching in this chapter, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has exemplified that whatever Krishna does, Krishna is my eternal Lord. And I will love him no less. So this is also beautifully exemplified in the Ras Lila section where Krishna he attracts all the gopis to the forest of Vrindavan, and at the middle of the Ras Lila dance he disappears. And the gopis are frantically searching for Krishna. And Krishna is nowhere to be seen. And they are really searching, and finally Krishna appears. So when Krishna appears, the gopis, they ask questions to Krishna. Krishna, what type of a lover are you? They ask him, are you one of the three types of lovers? One who reciprocates equally, as you love Krishna and he reciprocates equally. Are you that kind of lover? Or are you a person who reciprocates less than the love he receives? Like, we love you so much, but you reciprocate less. Or are you the third type of lover who gets little love but reciprocates more? So basically the gopis were very angry with Krishna because he was not there and he had put them in distress. So they wanted to tell Krishna that you are the second type of lover, in the sense who doesn't reciprocate sufficient, although your devotees love you so much. But they didn't want to say that because they were cultured women, they were the gopis. So they wanted Krishna to admit that I am not a good lover, you know, I don't reciprocate with my devotees. So when they asked Krishna, which of these three types of a lover are you? Krishna, what answer he gave? He said, I'm none of the three. I'm the fourth type. And what is that? He said, when devotees love me, I reciprocate in such a way that their hankering and their love for me increases more and more and more. So although you could not see me, I was behind the trees. I was there, right there. But I was enjoying seeing your hankering for me. For this is how Krishna reciprocates. So he makes devotees intensely call out for him. It appears that Krishna is not reciprocating. But we can take consolation from the fact that he is there, right behind the tree. Or, you know, he is there in our lives. We may not be able to see him. It may appear that Krishna is not reciprocating with all the struggle that I am going through. But Krishna just wants us to call out to him desperately. Recently I was reading one nice letter Srila Prabhupada writes to Devananda, 1969. So this devotee had asked Srila Prabhupada how to pray with feeling. Srila Prabhupada says that generally, it was so practical way of praying to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada says that We should pray to Krishna, Krishna, you are there in the heart as Paramatma, and from you comes all remembrance and all forgetfulness. So if you want, you can make me forget you. And if you want, you can make me remember you. So you are, because you are in the heart, I am requesting you, Krishna, please never let me forget you. Please allow me to always remember you. Let me always remember you. And let me always remember to chant Hare Krishna. Because it's not in our hands. It's not easy to remember Krishna. So basically at our level it's an aspiration. That is what is pleasing to Krishna. So it is in this mood of aspiring to love Krishna, aspiring to serve Krishna, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is crying out for Krishna. And is saying that I only wish happiness of Krishna. And even if Krishna feels great happiness in giving me distress, then my distress is the greatest source of my happiness. Like this Lord Chaitanya is telling Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami. And then he says, if Krishna is attracted by some other gopi and he goes to her and that gopi refuses Krishna, then I will go and plead with that gopi to satisfy Krishna. Now when we read all this, we may think, oh, this is very hi-fi, you know, love of gopis, you know, maybe we should not discuss this. Srila Prabhupada, understanding our level, he writes just one sentence purport in this verse. Beautiful. You know, because see, this is the highest example of selflessness, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exemplified. And we may be steeped in the lowest level of selfishness. So how do we connect from this selfishness to the highest selflessness? So Srila Prabhupada basically emphasizes on how we have to start coming out of always being focused on self, always thinking about ourselves. So he writes that in this one sentence purport, he says, a devotee who is satisfied with only his happiness will certainly fall down from devotional service and become a non-devotee. Very heavy statement. When I read it, I was really shaken. Srila Prabhupada says, I'll repeat this. Srila Prabhupada writes, a devotee who is satisfied with only his happiness will certainly fall down from devotional service and become a non-devotee. So when I read that, so Prabhupada's emphasis on, you know, coming out of the selfish concept of only thinking about ourselves. Because there is no end to our needs. You know, sometimes we keep thinking, oh, I didn't get this. As we get older, I can relate to this. Oh, my medicines. Oh, I have a different diet. I need this. Our requirements, there is no end to that. So it's not that we should not take care of our needs. That's not the point. But to make a leap in our devotional service, to go to the next level, we have to rise above our own selfish needs. And in the same mood, Lord Chaitanya continues to offer beautiful prayers. He says that if there is some gopi who is envious of me and she is satisfying Krishna and Krishna is satisfied with her, then I will become a maid servant of that gopi. And then Lord Chaitanya narrates the pastime from Markandeya Puran of one very chaste lady whose husband was attached to a prostitute. And this husband had leprosy. And she faithfully served that prostitute and won her favor, and she made the prostitute agree to satisfy the desires of this lady's husband. So, and she took her leper husband to the prostitute. That's how chaste and attached she was. So Lord Chaitanya narrating this pastime. And then by her chastity, this leper's heart changed. And he begged forgiveness. And when they were both returning back, it was about sunset. And accidentally this leper touched Markandeya Rishi, and Markandeya Rishi cursed him to die before sunrise. So this lady, she was so chaste and attached to her husband, that she resolved that the sun will not rise, and the sun did not rise. So Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, all of them had to come and plead with her. And finally, by the power of her chastity, all the three, you know, Shiva, Brahma, Vishnu, they were all pleased and they blessed her that her husband would not die. So Lord Chaitanya narrates that I want to be chaste to Krishna like this. So when we read all this, high aspirations and prayers of Lord Chaitanya, this may appear very hi-fi and very, very, you know, exalted. But what it means to us is our aspiration. At our level, humility, pure devotional service, chastity, all this is practiced by the aspiration. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, after describing this, he says, if we read all these pastimes, although we may not be at this level, it will benefit us. Prabhura Shikshashtaka Shloka Yehi Pade Sune Krishna Prema Bhakti Tare Bade Dine Dine. So if we read all this Mahaprabhu's ecstasies and Shikshashtakam prayers, then Krishna prema, love for Krishna, dine dine, bade dine dine, day by day it will keep increasing. Sometimes, you know, devotees also have a question that how can we make a beginning in this direction, you know? Because, how can we make a beginning in terms of wanting to serve Krishna exclusively and following the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan, or as given in this chapter, the footsteps of the gopis of Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya reveals in the same Antalila that the foundation is the holy names of Krishna. While talking to Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasizes very clearly that our relationship with Krishna is established through chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. For 12 years, non-stop, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be hearing from Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami, verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, Jagannath Vallabh Natika, Krishna Karnamrut, Jayadev Goswami's Geet Govind. And he would become so ecstatic that, and you know, he would go mad in remembrance of Krishna, that he would sometimes rub his face against the wall and he would be crying. He would be merged in an ocean of transcendental lamentation. But still one day, very interestingly, although Lord Chaitanya would be crying every night at Gambira, one night he began to laugh and he was very happy. And in great happiness he told Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai, Harsha Prabhu Kahen Shuno Swarup Rama Rai Nama Sankirtana Kalau Parama Upai Sankirtana Yagya Kalau Krishna Aradhan Seitosu Medha Paye Krishnera Charan. So Lord Chaitanya says, Harsha Prabhu, in great happiness he says, Shuno Swarup Rama Rai, please listen to me. In Kali Yuga, the Param Upai, the greatest solution is Nam Sankirtan. And Sankirtan Yajna is the greatest way of worshipping Krishna in Kali Yuga. And those who are intelligent, Seito Sumedha Pai, those who are intelligent, they will obtain Krishna's lotus feet by this process. So it appears very easy, just hearing and chanting, and we can also develop the same love for Krishna like the gopis of Vrindavan. But somebody may say, but I have a lot of selfishness, I have a lot of lust. Love seems to be a very far distant thing. So Lord Chaitanya assures in the next verse that no, even if you have a lot of anarthas, Nam Sankirtan will help. Nam Sankirtana hoite sarva anarthanash, sarva shubodaya Krishna premera ullas, sarva anarthanash, all anarthas will be vanquished by the holy name of Krishna. And sarva shubodaya, all auspiciousness will be created in our lives by the holy names of Krishna. And premera ullas, the happiness of love for Krishna will also arise. Actually, love is already there in the heart. We are actually full of love. We actually love Krishna. Even our so-called lust and our distractions by lust is actually love for Krishna expressed in a distorted way. That's all. So we need to actually be aware of this, that we have love for Krishna and we have to affirm that, yes, I love Krishna. Unfortunately, it is now distorted. And by chanting of Hare Krishna, this love is reawakened. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he is chanting Shishastakam verses, he tells us how to chant this holy name, in what mood we have to chant. Then he explains the Trinadapi Sunichena verse, where he speaks about humility and tolerance like a tree. And then a very interesting explanation Lord Chaitanya gives on not expecting respect for ourselves and always considering other Vaishnavas, other devotees to be very advanced. Uttama hana Vaishnav habe nirabhiman jive samman dibe jani Krishna adishthan. So Lord Chaitanya says, greatness of a Vaishnava is what? Uttama hana Vaishnav. What is his greatness? Habe nira abhiman. He doesn't have any abhiman. He doesn't have any conception of being very great. And on the contrary, jive samman dibe. And he respects other living entities. Now somebody may say, it's very difficult to respect others. What is the basis of respecting others? Lord Chaitanya says, jive samman dibe, it is possible to respect other living entities if you understand that Krishna is residing in the hearts of these living entities. Jive samman dibe jani Krishna adishtan. So Krishna is there in the heart of this living entities, these devotees. So And when a devotee is chanting Hare Krishna in this mood of respecting other devotees, knowing that Krishna is in their hearts, then that chanting will help develop love for Krishna. Yehi matahana yehi Krishna nama loy. So when we are chanting Krishna nama in this mood, what will happen? Sri Krishna charana tanre prema upajay. We will develop love for Krishna. So this is very, very amazing. That prema, love will awaken when we chant Hare Krishna in the mood of not expecting respect, but always giving respect to others. Now, Lord Chaitanya is not only instructing, this is also very important. Lord Chaitanya is not only instructing Ramananda and Swarup Damodar, as he is instructing both of them and telling them, he is also experiencing and practicing. Kaviraj Goswami describes, after what happened after Mahaprabhu told this to Ramananda Rai. Kahite kahite prabhur denya bada ila. So as Mahaprabhu was saying, his own humility kept increasing and his lamentation and his aspiration kept increasing. Kahite kahite prabhur denya bada ila shuddha bhakti krishna thani magite lagila. So Lord Chaitanya started asking and begging Krishna for pure love. And then Kaviraj Goswami says, this is the sign of love. Love for Krishna means what? Means I don't have love for Krishna and all other devotees are loving Krishna. Premera swabhava yaha, premera sambandha, sei mane Krishna mora, nahi prema ganda. So this is the nature of love, that sei mane Krishna, a person in love of Krishna thinks that Krishna mora, nahi prema ganda. I don't have even a trace of love for Krishna, while other devotees, they love Krishna. So basically, what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us in Chaitanya Charitamrita, how we can develop love for Krishna? Simple, three things. Chanting and hearing is the basis. Second, acknowledging and being aware that Krishna is in the heart of all living entities and acknowledging and appreciating other devotees. And third is being aware of our own disqualifications. And at our neophyte stage, we may be exactly ulta. You know, we may be very poor in hearing chanting. We may not be conscious of how others are so dear to Krishna. And we may be, instead of examining our own disqualifications, we may be focused on our own qualifications. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would practice this. Actually, every night, Lord Chaitanya would be in Gambira. He would, after Swarup Damodar and Ramanandare would go back to their homes, it's not that Lord Chaitanya would go to sleep. After they would leave, Lord Chaitanya would sit and intensely chant loudly. Sabaratri Mahaprabhu Kare Jagaran Uchakori kahe Krishna Nama Sankirtan. So in loud voice, he would intensely chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But one night, Govinda was outside. He didn't hear Lord Chaitanya's chanting. So he thought, what is happening? Why is Lord Chaitanya not chanting? And there were three doors which were locked. You know, inside those three doors, after those three doors, Lord Chaitanya was there. So he opened all the three locked doors and went inside and he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not there. He was surprised. How could Lord Chaitanya disappear from there? So then he woke up others, and then Swarup Damodar, Govinda, Shankar Pandit, everyone took torches and started searching. Where is Lord Chaitanya disappeared? He was locked inside three doors and he was sitting inside and chanting, and suddenly he disappeared. So they searched, finally they found him near Simhadwar. He was there on the outside Jagannath's temple and his body had become elongated and his eyes had turned upwards, saliva was dripping out of his mouth. He was in an intense state of ecstasy. And they surrounded him and they started chanting Hare Krishna. And after long kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to external consciousness. After he came back, he immediately said, where am I? What am I doing here? And Swarup Damodar Goswami said, my Lord, you please come home, I'll tell you everything. So when they came home, Swarup Damodar Goswami told Lord Chaitanya what had happened, that they saw his body lying there. And Lord Chaitanya said, oh, I'm amazed, I'm surprised, because I remember I was chanting and suddenly for a moment Krishna appeared. And I don't know what happened after that. Krishna appeared like a flash of lightning. And then, I don't know what happened. And then, Lord Chaitanya narrated this. And then he was continuing to chant Hare Krishna. So, Lord Chaitanya was in great ecstasy. We can understand what height, what level of ecstasy he was in. But when you would see Shankar Pandit outside, taking rest sometimes, and Lord Chaitanya would take his own shawl and put it on him. So, although he was experiencing great ecstasy for Krishna, his service did not stop. Or his He was conscientious. It's not that he was not conscious of other devotees. Lord Chaitanya would sometimes, like we were hearing in Jagannath Puri Rath Yatra, class by Zorina Radhana Swami Maharaj. Lord Chaitanya would sometimes become so ecstatic, he would run, crushing all the thorny bushes, and he ran and he fell on a deserted well. And everyone was scared and they ran behind him and they saw that that well was filled with soft butter and Lord Chaitanya was floating on there. Such ecstasy, such, you know, such pastimes. And this personality is saying, you know, Durdeva Midrisham Yajami Nanuraga, I have no taste for chanting. So Maharaj was saying that in one class that no one in history has ever experienced love for Krishna like Lord Chaitanya has experienced. And no one in history will ever experience love for Krishna like Lord Chaitanya has experienced. And this personality is saying, I have no taste for chanting. So like this, so Lord Chaitanya was very conscious. He would always glorify other devotees, serve other devotees, and while experiencing deep ecstasy for Krishna, he would be conscious of his own limitations and not having love for Krishna. On another occasion, Lord Chaitanya began running. He saw Chatak Parvat and he began running, thinking it is Govardhan. Remembering Govardhan, he began running. So Sarup Damodar and other devotees thought, again Lord Chaitanya is running, he may injure himself. So they ran behind him. But when all devotees are running behind Lord Chaitanya, there were some older devotees like Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Bhagwan Acharya. They could not run like the younger devotees. So they were little slow. And I think Bhagwan Acharya was little lame or something, I think. He could not run so fast. So they were running slow. But Lord Chaitanya ran and he came near Chatak Parvat and he fell unconscious. And then all devotees surrounded him and they did kirtan for a long time. And Lord Chaitanya came back to external consciousness. And when he came back to external consciousness, he started chastising all the devotees there. He said, why have you brought me from Govardhan? I was in Govardhan plucking flowers for Radha and Krishna. And he was describing all the, you know, he was in that state. He was in that consciousness. He was in Govardhan. And then he said, and this gopi was taking me to meet Radha and Krishna. And suddenly, you brought me back from Govardhan. Why do you give me so much pain? You know, in transcendental lamentation, he was saying like this. And he was crying. And seeing him, all the other devotees also, seeing this intense mood of separation of Lord Chaitanya, all the other devotees surrounding him also were crying. Now this is great ecstasy going on, and by this time Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Bhagavan Acharya, they all reach, because they were behind. So when they come, Lord Chaitanya looks at them, because they are senior, they were his spiritual masters, God brothers, they were disciples of Madhavendra Puri. So immediately, Lord Chaitanya looks at them and he gets up and he offers obeisances to them. He says, how can I serve you? What brings you here? And Paramananda Puri says, we have come to see you dance. And Lord Chaitanya becomes very shy. And then he says, start kirtan. And he starts dancing. So, although he is in great ecstasy, still he is conscious, he is humble. So like this, there are many pastimes. So when we chant Hare Krishna in this mood of always being conscious of our service, of respect to other devotees, then Hare Krishna will actually give us love for Krishna. There is another pastime where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in, he is seeing Krishna everywhere and still he is so conscientious. Ek din Mahaprabhu koriya chen shayan Krishna rasa leela kare dekhila swapan. So one night Lord Chaitanya was taking rest and in his vision, what did he see? Krishna rasa leela kare. He saw Krishna's rasa leela. Tribanga sundara deha murali vadan pitambara van mala madana mohan. So he saw threefold bending form of Krishna. He saw Krishna dressed in beautiful yellowish garments. And this vision was so deep that he couldn't get up on time, usual time. So Govinda went and woke up Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya woke up and he said, oh, I was with Krishna in rasa leela. And in this mood of seeing Krishna everywhere, he went for taking Jagannath's darshan. Lord Chaitanya had a rule. He would never go beyond Garuda Stambha. He would always take darshan of Lord Jagannath beyond Garuda Stambha. On this particular day, in this mood of seeing Krishna everywhere, one old Orissa woman, in great eagerness to see Lord Jagannath, she runs, she climbs on Lord Chaitanya's shoulder and she holds on to Garudji and she takes darshan of Jagannath. And Govinda seeing this is actually double offense. One is, she is offending Lord's devotee, Garudji, by stepping on him. And secondly, she is offending the Lord himself, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Govinda very hastily, he drags her down. He says, you stupid woman, what are you doing? Don't you see you are doing this, you are stepping on Lord Chaitanya. And she also comes back to her senses. She realizes she has done an offense. She immediately begs forgiveness from Lord Chaitanya. Now Lord Chaitanya, he is seeing Krishna everywhere. He is in deep absorption of Krishna. But suddenly seeing this love in this simple woman, he recognizes and appreciates that love and chastises Govinda for disturbing her. And he calls Govinda as Adivasi, uncultured man. And then Lord Chaitanya, seeing her eagerness, he says, Tara arti deki prabhu kohite lagila, eta arti jagannatha more nahi dila. Lord Chaitanya says, seeing her eagerness for Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya says, this eagerness Jagannath has not given me. See, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is comparing himself with an insignificant woman who is actually, you know, we see so many women in Fogla Ashram, in, you know, Bengali, Orissa women, widows, and we may identify ourselves as great preachers, and we may not even consider them to be devotees. And Lord Chaitanya is the supreme preacher, the greatest preacher, the supreme personality of Godhead. And he is recognizing, oh, this lady has so much love for Krishna, and Jagannath has not given me this love. And then Lord Chaitanya analyzes and gives a purport on how this lady climbed, why this lady climbed on his shoulder. He gives a purport to that, to Govinda. Jagannatha vishtayar tanu mana prane, moraskanda pada diache taho nahi jane. Lord Chaitanya says, Jagannath avishtayar, she is filled with Jagannath. Our tana, mana, pran, our body, mind and life is filled with Jagannath. Therefore, moraskanda pada diache. Therefore, being absorbed in Lord Jagannath, she climbed on my shoulders, not realizing what she was doing. Oh, how great she is. What a great devotee of Jagannath she is. Aho bhagyavati vandi arpai, yara prasada oiche arti amarvahai. Then Lord Chaitanya is saying, Aho Bhagyavati, she is most fortunate woman. And Vandi Yarpai, I offer my obeisances at her lotus feet. I want her prasad, her mercy. Hiyara prasada oiche. Why I want her mercy? Arthi amarvahai. So that I also can develop the same eagerness for Krishna. So this is very, very important. Chanting of Hare Krishna, Lord Chaitanya is incessantly chanting, experiencing deep love for Krishna. And is able to respect senior leaders, devotees like Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, his own equals and associates, Sarup Damodar, Shankar Pandit, is serving them also. And even apparently insignificant, ordinary people like this woman, Lord Chaitanya is recognizing her. And for us sadhakas, many times we get trapped in this misidentification problem. Once Srimati Mataji was here, you know, she was giving a seminar. She was saying one of the biggest traps for our devotees is the misidentification problem. She says, while chanting Hare Krishna, we have to identify ourselves as servant of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Radas Mui, Chaitanya Radas. But we identify ourselves as a preacher while chanting Hare Krishna. And because of this, we are not able to chant Hare Krishna with feeling. And we consider ourselves very advanced. Sometimes because of hearing a lot of Krishna Katha, we may think I am not so advanced. But at least we are convinced, she was saying, we are more advanced than those people whom we are preaching to. At least we are more advanced than them. And like this, we deprive ourselves of accessing the real holy names. And we may overlook devotees who are more advanced than us. And this is what happens in a Kanishta community. In a community of devotees which is a Kanishta Adhikari community, devotees take offense. Like for example, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this lady is climbing on Lord Chaitanya and taking darshan. Lord Chaitanya is glorifying her and she is begging forgiveness. Similarly, what happens in a community, in a healthy community, you know, Madhyam Adhikari community, when somebody is very enthusiastic in his devotional service and he may in his enthusiasm bypass someone else or become a little aggressive, he is conscious, oh, I am offending someone. And the devotee who is bypassed or who is pushed aside, he is conscious of the enthusiasm of the other devotee and he appreciates. But in a Kanishta community, everybody takes offense. You know, we take it at the false ego level. So Ravindra Swarup Prabhu was saying that in one seminar he gives how a community can come from Kanishta to Madhyama. He was saying the whole basis of Kanishta to Madhyama is hearing chanting and culture of respect. And this is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exemplified. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in this ecstatic mood of Vrindavan consciousness. And finally, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu He comes back to external consciousness. Kaviraj Goswami clarifies, what is external consciousness for Lord Chaitanya? That is, instead of seeing Krishna in Vrindavan, he now starts seeing Krishna in Kurukshetra. He starts seeing, oh, I am in Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra deki Krishna, oiche hoila man, kaha Kurukshetra ailan, kaha Vrindavan. Oh, I have left Vrindavan, I have come to Kurukshetra. I had Vrindavan nata. Pailu Vrindavan nata, punahara ilun, kemora nileka Krishna, kaha mui ainu. I had Vrindavan nata Krishna and I lost him. So like this he is crying. And Srila Prabhupada clarifies in the purport that we should read these ecstasies of Lord Chaitanya. Although we may not be on this level, although we may find it very exalted, Srila Prabhupada says, we should hear with faith, and he quotes Kaviraj Goswami, who in the earlier chapter says that hearing about Lord Chaitanya like this, what will happen? Tate vishvasa korishuno bhavera varnana hoibe bhavera jnana paibe premadhana. With vishwas, with faith, if we hear about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, we will develop knowledge about bhava, about love for Krishna, and also paibe premadhan, we will develop love for Krishna. Therefore, to conclude today's class, so there are four ingredients for developing, you know, love for Krishna. Chanting of Krishna's names, hearing all these pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Thirdly, respecting and serving all devotees. And fourthly, being aware of our own disqualifications and our limitations in devotional service. Actually, this is not a formula. All these things we do simply to attract Krishna's mercy, because ultimately love for Krishna is a gift which Krishna gives. You know, like in Damodar pastime, Damodar Leela pastime, Mother Yashoda was determined to bind Krishna and Krishna was determined not to be bound by Mother Yashoda. But finally Mother Yashoda's determination won. Why? Because that attracted Krishna's Kripa Shakti. Earlier by Krishna's Ichha Shakti, he decided not to be bound and his Vibhuti Shakti was helping. So Krishna was not bound by Mother Yashoda, but seeing the determination, Krishna's Ichha, Kripa Shakti took over. And Kripa Shakti is a queen amongst all of energies of Krishna. And when Krishna's Kripa Shakti is attracted, then Mother Yashoda could easily bind Krishna. Similarly, all our determined efforts to hear, chant and follow the regulative principles, all this is ultimately, it's not that we will be able to conquer Krishna. He is Ajita. Ajita jito sti trestri lokyan. We can conquer Krishna by Krishna's mercy. So we are doing all this ultimately to attract Krishna's mercy. And when Krishna's Kripa is attracted, then we can also develop love for Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.